Thank you. Just
I like your background. Welcome.
Thank you. I've been working on it. Oh, thank you for the you're welcome. I see some of you have been on the Rabbi Penner talk and a number of other talks, and I'm sure many of you on Yael Ziegler this morning. Technology has provided us a whole gamut of opportunities, and while it is a difficult time, there are wonders to take advantage of, and I'm glad that many of you are. And I just want to begin with gratitude on that note. And also, of course, to have in mind all those who are currently finding the circumstances more pressing than we might have hoped. I want to begin with just a brief halachic thought that I would usually do after Shacharis every day. We're in Halacha Hey of Siman Kuf Yud Aleph on the Halachot of Bedikat Chametz. And before I give the halacha, I'll just give an update to all of you that in the next day or so, we will be sending out the Pesach guidelines, the Seder guidelines. I know many of you may be making Pesach for the first time in a long time, maybe buying new vessels, new equipment, have questions about taking that to the mikveh. The Keli mikveh, I'm told, by Harold, is closed on Main Street. So there are updates on how best to deal with that in the current situation. All sorts of FAQs for this year in particular. I'm sure at this point it has been ad nauseum the number of times people have said, why is this Pesach different from every other Pesach? And I'm sure we'll be hearing much more of that. And there are a lot of questions. We'll address them all in a communication in the next day or so. And the Pesach guide this year, I thought it would be a matter of updating which brand of tea no longer works for a Hechsher. There's going to be a lot more updating, including the spirit of the communication. It's hard to write about how Pesach is a joyful time where everybody comes together to celebrate at a time where for many of us that isn't plausible, isn't possible, and isn't recommended. So we'll have to come together with a different kind of spirit, and we'll do that in the next coming days. The link will go out for how to sell chametz online. We've put together a very sophisticated Google Doc that makes it inviting and makes you wonder why we didn't do this all along. So I hope that will go out in the next couple of days. And I say that because we're doing...
Rabbi, is it true that Eliyahu will have to stay 6 feet away this year?
Unless he holds his breath. It's okay. I'm still laying a place for him. That's my plan. Maybe more than one.
Do you take Venmo for selling the chametz?
I'll take anything at this point. Okay. So in Halacha Hey of searching v'chamet, Srichin livdog b'kol makamot b'chumra v'stakin kol masha efshar, one should do their best to search in all the cracks and crevices that one is able to. V'gam hakisim shebebegadim shalom. And also in the pockets of our clothing. And I know, at least for me, that is usually the last place I think to look in my pockets, because they're with me all the time. And there has been a back and forth in terms of a halachic update this particular year about whether we should try to be a little more lax on how panicked people are about searching through the house. Just to share some confidential back and forth, one rabbi said, you know, this year we should tell people they don't have to do any searching at all. Have one closet, they do some searching, they empty it out. And everything else they just sell. Because really, the bottom line is, we nullify the chametz. They're small crumbs, that doesn't really count. And he said, people are stressed enough. People are watching kids, people are panicking, just forget it. Another rabbi chimed in and said, well, how about everyone uses it as a chance to get their kids engaged and excited for Pesach, to tidy and clean. So the conversations are happening, but it is always the case that we do more than we really have to when searching for Pesach, and it shouldn't be an anxiety-inducing experience. There should be a chance to check, to fulfill the obligation, to make sure we rid our houses of the things that we shouldn't have, but not to go insane. And I do want to, just on the point of the pocket, try at least on some symbolic level to suggest pockets, of course, just on a technical note, should be checked, because we don't check them often enough. I've often got sweets. Some very generous people in shul often hand me sweets, and I'm still emptying them after weeks from my pocket. But of course, on a symbolic level, it is often the things that are closest to us that we can pay the least attention to. And if we use searching chametz as a metaphor for searching our character for imperfections and improvement, it is often those things that we carry with us day in, day out, that we put on with us in the morning, take off in the evening, the people whom we share space with and our lives with that we pay the least attention to. This is not me preaching, this is me confessing. And of course, when we check our pockets of our clothing, we should also check the things in our character that are closest to us, the people who we spend the most time with, give the most attention to. We should check our behavior and our imperfections in those characters and try to improve. And that is the halachic thought with this evening, and that will get sent out tomorrow morning.